News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Adolescence is the latest Netflix hit, exploring the internet rabbit holes that young men can fall into and the impact that it has in the real world. And with me to discuss this more is Dr. Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist, author of Home is Where the Start Is and co-host of They F You Up, the podcast. Richard, this is another one of those kind of zeitgeisty programs like Baby Reindeer that people are talking about everywhere at the moment. What did you make of the realism of the storyline?
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, I think anybody working in this field for a long time, Ciara, has been saying that our children are not caught in a benign activity upstairs, you know, and that there are very bad actors involved here, potentially. With a bit of supervision, with a bit of really good digital literacy in schools, with good parenting around this and good boundaries, our children can engage with technology and have that life. So it's not about sensationalizing or scaring parents. This is a dramatization. You know, Stephen Graham said, you know, a great actor, wanted to show what was going on with teenage boys particularly. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong that this idea of the manosphere, idea of these, you know, these players that are involved in the manosphere and who are driving these ideas to kids who have, let's be honest, been very alienated, Ciara. I've been saying this for a long time. We're alienating our young boys. We're telling them that there's something, you know, pathological in them.
So is what you're talking about, this is this term toxic masculinity. I have to say, myself as a mum of three sons, I don't like it.
It is that, you know, to say that there's something pathological. Of course, there's behaviours that are, and there's cultural ideas that are in the system that need to be addressed. And of course, there needed to be a correction, Ciara, to some behaviours for sure. But there's this overcorrection where all behaviours get lumped into it. It's nothing to do with masculinity, you know. I suppose I was saying this for a long time, that we're alienating boys, and when once we alienate them and somebody like Andrew Tate sweeps in there and tells them, this is what, you know, if you really analyse what Andrew Tate is saying, which I have, I've watched nearly everything he's produced there, what he's saying is that he's saying that this is a gynocentric world, a world kind of like ruled by women pretty much, right? And that women are generally hypergamous, which means that they are attracted to traditional markers of masculinity. And so these feminists, right, and these overly liberal wokists, let's say, are actually trying to feminize you. And so then, therefore, out of a pot, you know, you don't only, basically women will not find you attractive, and so you won't ever be with a girl or a woman, and you'll be an incel and an involuntary celibate. And so when you hear terms like toxic masculinity, that's what reinforces this idea that you're being targeted like this and you're being pushed outside of this. And so somebody like Tate, some people in the manosphere can step in there and say, no, these are the markers of a man.
Richard, explain to listeners what the manosphere is. A lot of people would have heard of Andrew Tate, but Adolescence references him kind of obliquely, but it does talk about the manosphere.
It does actually mention Andrew Tate, actually, in the second episode, it does say that, you know, Andrew Tate's a player in this, all this kind of stuff. I think they just call him Tate. I think they just say Tate. The manosphere is this kind of place of swapping these ideas, where these players, you know, these big, huge players are very prominent in it. And so, you know, it's just kind of a social media space where you can share all these ideas that are about masculinity and about, the current state of the world, with how woke the world is, and it's all about kind of a backlash to wokeism.
So are you saying, in the same way girls go online and talk about what it is to be a girl, a woman, what feminism means, the manosphere is the equivalent of that? And you mentioned alienation and isolation, that's part of it too. I worry about this, and I'm sure loads of people listening this morning will do the same, but I look at my own kids, my own boys, they seem well adjusted, they have friends and all that, and some of their friends are girls. Is that part of the reason that they're okay, thankfully, because they aren't isolated? But if you have a kid who is isolated, are they the vulnerable ones to this kind of thing, or is that too simplistic?
Your analysis there, any kid would have, you know, not every kid's going to be a gambler or going to be an alcoholic, but if there's a seed of vulnerability in there, and all of a sudden, you know, and if they're consumed, because here's the problem with social media, it feeds you the worst You know, it doesn't feed you any kind of, you know, moderate views. You know, it feeds you the worst, and a lot of it's rage bait, and it's all this kind of like, it's all the whole business model is on, like, you know, traffic and engagement. So it doesn't care really what the content is, you know. And so, yeah, you're right. You know, it's not going to impact every kid. And a lot of kids, I work in schools every day, Kira, and I'm talking to you, and I always show a video of Andrew Tate, and I talk about Andrew Tate, and I don't judge them for liking him, but I hear a lot of guffawing when they see him, because they rely, you know, they know they're not, you know, teenagers aren't fools. They know he's a grifter. They know it's a bit of nonsense. It's comedic in some ways, but for some children who can't see past that, who haven't got the critical literacy, you know, and who are vulnerable and who are probably not being supported and not being observed about what's going on their social media, you know, they can get really dragged down this rabbit hole.
And this particular TV show obviously is very extreme. It's about a 13-year-old and a heinous crime, but teenagers have committed heinous crime. I'm thinking about Jamie Bulger and Anna Kriegel. But for parents watching, what can they be doing in terms of supervising their kids online or talking to them about this? What is the roadmap for parents here? Because I do feel parents are a little bit lost.
This is a, you know, emerging landscape here that none of us had the training for, and none of us grew up with technology. The first thing I would say to parents is always get your hands around it in as much ways as you possibly can, because you can, and you don't have to become like an incredibly tech expert. I'm not very techie at all, but I know how to check my daughter's, you know, history, and I know how to turn off her apps. So all of that stuff is about being engaged in your child's life, because the research would show that children who feel that you are engaged in their lives like that are like less likely to get involved in risky behavior. And so we do need to bring in a little bit of a boundary around it. But we also need to look at our government too, Kira. That's the reality. And think about, you know, legislation here to protect our children. So that, you know, TikTok came out recently about putting on meditation at night and all that. Why not just turn it off and give everybody a bloody break from the thing?
And that is Dr. Richard Hogan there, family psychotherapist and author of Where Home Is Where the Start Is and co-host of the F You Up the podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.